Finding a shipwreck laden with gold and precious stones is not a case simply of finders keepers, as the Colombian authorities are discovering. The Colombian government has confirmed it's found what's been described as the Holy Grail of shipwrecks, an 18th century Spanish ship sunk by the British off the coast of Colombia more than 300 years ago. It's the galleon, the San Jose, laden with a treasure trove valued at between $4 billion and $17 billion US dollars. It's reignited a long-running international dispute with Colombia, Spain, and an American salvage company lodging competing claims to the treasure trove. Well, Lee Spence is with us, a world-renowned underwater archaeologist who studies shipwrecks and sunken treasure. He's with us now from South Carolina. Lee Spence, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Tell me about the Spanish galleon, the San Jose.
Well, it sank in 1708, loaded with treasure that was bound back to Spain. And when I say sank, it was sunk by the British, as you said. So technically, I guess it's a British prize of war.
And what's on board?
Back then, it was, I believe, 11 million pesos or Spanish dollars were aboard. But it was in the form of gold, silver, emeralds, and so on, just cases and cases of jewels.
This is something the Spanish king was extracting from the colonies and then taking back to his capital.
That's correct. And so what we're talking about is probably 10 tons, closer to 100 tons of treasure.
Goodness me. And where is this treasure lying at this moment?
It's at about 1,000 feet of water off of the coast of Colombia, near Cartagena.
So we're talking, I think, 300 meters in the Australian version. Is that considered a shallow depth for the purposes of extraction?
It's not bad. Shallow, most shipwrecks run aground, so most of them are in less than 30 feet of water. But as far as deep water wrecks goes, this is on the shallow end of deep water wrecks.
I see.
This will be an easy job to do.
An easy job. Easy job for the purposes of getting it out of the ship. Not so easy for determining who gets to take it once it gets to land.
That will be much harder.
Why?
Well, as you said earlier, Spain is making a claim for it. Colombia says, no, it may have been your ship, but it was our treasure. You were looting our country. And so that's what their claim is.
Okay.
And American Salvage Company, you mentioned, I'm not sure whether they actually found it or they found another wreck. I know that they believe that they found this one, but that has yet to be proved. What Columbia is saying is this is in a different location, that it's a number of miles from where they were saying the wreck was that they found. And I don't have any doubt they found a wreck, but they may not have found the right one. Colombia has very definitely found the right one. And I don't know who the scientists are that they hired to work on it, but I suspect that they know exactly what they're doing, and the wreck that's now been found is actually the San Jose.
And what are the rules that determine who actually does own the treasure?
I think that Spain is going to have a great deal of trouble trying to re-steal it from Colombia. Yeah, they stole it once. I don't think they're going to get away with stealing it a second time.
Who determines whether they can do that?
Well, I hope it's a Colombian court that, that makes the determination. I honestly would like to see Colombia win on this.
But there are no fixed rules. I know there's an international maritime court in Hamburg. I don't know if it has any jurisdiction over this.
I don't know that it does either. And often what decides whether or not they have jurisdiction are the two sides agreeing that it should be heard in international court. But I don't know that it has to be. And I'm hoping that whoever hears it, that they go on the side of Colombia. I think that would... Spain, what they were doing is that they had gone in Central and South America, and they had pretty much raped and pillaged for 300 years. They, from the 1500s to the early 1800s, they were looting those countries. They, in doing so, it resulted in the death of millions of Native Americans. And they sent back, you know, an enormous volume of treasure. It's been called the River of Gold. But there was a massive amount of silver, about 10% in value of what was being shipped back was gold. There was a massive amount of emeralds and other jewels that were being sent back.
And Lee Spence, tell me, if the Colombians do get to keep their treasure, as you make out that it is theirs, what would they do? $17 billion, that's such a large sum of money, they may be inclined to what? Sell all the jewels and gold to fund their country. On the other hand, maybe it does go to some museum.
Well, it's really too much for any museum to display. You know, when you're talking about 100 tons of treasure, how do you display that? That's just ridiculous. So it's millions of coins, it's stacks of bars of gold and silver. It's just case after case of jewels. Lots of work things, you know, beautiful rings, beautiful gold chains, you name it. They're going to be finding it. It's going to be truly unbelievable what they're finding.
Wonderful.
It puts anything else to shame that's ever been found.
Well, Lee Spence, then we must return to you again as this story develops. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Lee Spence is the world-renowned underwater archaeologist. He studies shipwrecks and sunken treasure, and now he's got something to study, doesn't he?